Hello, San Bernardino County believers. Today, our prayer focus is still on the sinful cities, the anger and hatred categories, and the ranks of some of those cities. So the way they measured anger and hatred was with violent crimes per 1,000 residents, sex offenders, aggravated assault offenses, bullying rate, hate crime incidents, hate groups, deaths due to firearms, and the number of mass shootings and the presence of terrorist attacks. So we looked at a few of the things and the indicators for our four cities. San Bernardino ranked 24 for anger and hatred out of 180. It's the third worst in California behind Sacramento and Los Angeles. The good news is it used to be number one, so it has gone down slightly. Ontario ranked 124, Rancho 142, and Fontana 163. For violent crimes, they include assault, robbery, rape, and murder. So San Bernardino had the highest of the four cities for assault, robbery, and murder. Ontario had the highest for rape. So let's pray they will all decrease over the next year. And over the next several days, we'll unpack the different types of crimes and show which cities in our county need the most prayer. So Father, we pray that crime would decrease, that the crime grade would improve, that there would be less violence, less property crime, less lower drug crimes, that gangs would be divided and decrease. We pray for the central detention center, that they would have ways to help keep criminals from doing repeat offenses. People would come up with some creative ways to stop it. That the San Bernardino City Jail, too, would have a process that would keep them from coming and repeating the same offense over and over again and prevent them from doing it at all in the future. That the Central Valley Juvenile Detention and Assessment Center would be places that people could help stop sex offenses and different kinds of crimes that the younger ones are committing, and that they would be going through some processes and procedures and transformation by the gospel. We pray for Operation Consequences to continue to confiscate weapons and drugs. We pray for the public safety. We pray for criminals, for them to be transformed by the gospel, prisons, reformation. We pray for the deliverance from gangs and addictions. We pray that they would come to know God as their Father, despite many having abandoned fathers. And we pray, God, that your revival will happen among them. We thank you that there are some groups going into the prisons even this day to minister to them, and that they're discipling them. And we pray, God, that they will come out and be changed people, that they're not doing it just to look good, but that they're doing it to be changed for good. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.